is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage.
There's lots of Star Wars news lately. Here's the latest. Andor makes its return for season two.
We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations.
Just like he did in Rogue One.
Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities.
The first three episodes drop Tuesday, April 22nd. Disney Plus will release three episodes every week on Tuesdays, totaling a four-week run. Disney Plus says this will be the final season of the popular show. In more season two news, Nathan Felder is back for season two of The Rehearsal. The hilariously awkward creator of the show is also the leading man as he tries to help people get better at living their own lives by rehearsing. Things usually go very wrong, and therein lies the hilarity. Season two will have six episodes, just like the first season. The HBO show drops every Sunday night following The Righteous Gemstone.
Mike Starr joins
Happy
us
weird
here on
Sunday night
your
on Max,
time
everyone.
Fellas,
for more show,
what
it's fun. Tune in
was
tonight, like
ad lib to De Niro.
Weeknights
like from 6 to 8 p.m.
on Pacific Media. Radio.
Wow. Was improvised. And wow. He said, make sure you don't pull it.
It's the NFL draft tonight. I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay. The NFL draft is getting underway. Thousands of fans and networks broadcasting live. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst asked, after being just one game away from the Super Bowl 2 years ago, where does he think the team is heading into this season?
I think we're growing. You know, we lost our last three games, right? Jim Santel. I mean, that's a tough
Ross,
pill to swallow. I don't think we can get very far away from that. I understand that we got a lot of work to do. But I do like our group. I think they're eager. And I think they're all kind of entering a phase where they're going to be playing their best football. So I think we're really excited about that.
NBA, the Bucks back home getting ready for the Pacers for game three tomorrow night.
The things we understood
series, two games
be
to none. Baseball, Brewers losing to the Giants 4-2.
Pat Murphy
and the decision to pull Freddie Peralta in the sixth.
We believed that he could do it, and then two quick hits, and then 0-2 to ball four.
Media.
I didn't like that, and he was at 96.
And follow Civic Media on Facebook.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens. It's the NFL Draft tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the NFL Draft is getting underway. Thousands of fans and the networks broadcasting live. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst asked, after being just one game away from the Super Bowl 2 years ago, where does he think the team is heading into this season?
I think we're growing. You know, we lost our last three games, right? I think that's a tough pill to swallow. I don't think we can get very far away from that and understand that we got a lot of work to do. But I do like our group. I think they're eager. And I think they're all kind of entering a phase where they're going to be playing their best football. So I think we're really excited about that.
NBA, the Bucks back home getting ready for the Pacers for game three tomorrow night. Indy leads that series 2-0. Baseball, Brewers losing to the Giants 4-2. Pat Murphy on the decision to pull Freddie Peralta in the sixth.
We believed that he could do it, and then two quick hits, and then 0-2 to ball four. I didn't like that, and then he was at 96, and one of those things.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans.
Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Good
weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Midwest
Child abuse is
report.
Not a bad parent.
It is also day one of the 2025 NFL draft. Over
that
in Green
prevents
Bay.
Child abuse.
We'll
and
see if the weather will hold up for the draft goers in just a few
too.
Minutes with Ag meteorologist Stu Mock. Seeing that it is Thursday, we are also catching up with our friends from EverAg. Katie Burgess is joining me to break down the most recent milk production report. We also get a little education in today as we are going to learn how to make sure your barn is keeping cattle. As comfortable as possible when Stephanie Hoff chats with Jeff Glass about grooving the floors of the barns. Also, as the weather warms up, you may be thinking about pulling your boat out and hitting the water for the first time this year. I talked with Darren Coon from the DNR to learn about some considerations you should think about before getting out there.
With Pete Schwab.
But coming up
your
next,
inside
Charity
source on everything entertainment
Vice President
from Wisconsin
of Marketing
to Hollywood.
For AMPI, Sarah Schmidt, about how they were able to overcome the fire that took down their plant in Portage.
And now,
there's a lot
a
to
guy who never
today,
leaves
so
the house
sure
without wearing
in.
A cup.
It's still
Schwabba.
Sinking in.
Welcome
all
back.
The metals that
tonight,
sausage
ladies and gentlemen, a
Madison
version
Butchers
of the show
Association
this Thursday
competition.
Night. It's like the Christmas
Scott Stoll,
of
one of the owners of Bavaria Sausage, says they walked away
hopefully
with 49 medals,
wind down after
30
a long
that
day.
Were
great
gold,
to have you as
and
we talk
all
about
the
all the things in life that make us happy, movies
you
and TV
can purchase
and comedy.
Today.
Our you know, question of the night is,
right
what is your favorite
freezer, right
song
case,
from a movie?
Right out of our coolers.
From the 715, Joe says, call on me
from Warfare. We did not do a special batch of any of this. We didn't know,
great
but
movie.
We had a feeling that
I just
we'd do
saw that
pretty
last
well
weekend.
With the Germans on this
possibly
one.
The best.
That's Scott Stoll, one of the owners of Bavaria Sausage, capturing 49 medals at the recent German Butcher Association Meat Products
right
Competition.
Right now, Toby Jones is here. He's the director and the writer of AJ Goes to the Dog Park, and he's joined by his buddy and producer, Ben Hansen.
Shop those award-winning meats today at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitch Road Road in Fitchburg. Open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday 9 until 1, or always open online. Bavaria Sausage. Sausage.com.
Friday, this
from
Friday,
your favorite restaurant
Oriental.
To dinner tables around the world.
April 29th
a key Wisconsin
at 9
facility quietly hopes
and
deliver
also,
cheese to your
one,
plate.
Guys, there's the 26th,
but when a fire
right,
temporarily shut down
like
operations, it posed a major challenge.
Steer people wrong.
Now that plant is bouncing
yeah.
back stronger
29th
than ever.
On Tuesday at
I'm
the
Charity
Seebecker
from the southern
the
end of the world's
so,
longest barn in Madison.
It's great to have you guys. Thanks for sticking around a little bit.
Vice President of Marketing for AMPI is sharing the story of how they overcame that setback at their Portage plant and what it means for the
filmmakers want to talk about budget, so I admire you for that. What do you have to say about it? We talked about how it was a nano budget, but what does that mean exactly?
To the area
what it
the
means
plant
is that
that does process
the production of the movie
production.
Was funded
so
by us out of our pockets.
Process
just
American
a few of us
cheese.
With
make
what
quite
we could
a
scrap
bit
together
of American
time.
Cheese and,
it was shot over 3 years
form.
Year.
Really great for
put
burgers
a little bit of money together,
and dips.
And
that
shot
was
a section
the area of the plant. That
and
experience
so by the,
the
time
fire.
It was done, the
there
total
is another
budget,
area of
I've been
that
describing
plant
it as clerks
that
not
specifically
for
packages natural
so it's just
cheese.
Like, but again,
so
it's,
think
it does speak to that thing of
shredded
like, yeah,
cheese
with,
and
with,
chunks
with,
of
what,
natural
what
cheese.
Us,
that area was
your, you know,
not impacted by the fire.
Then
when things shut the
well,
whole plant down,
you are right.
It
most
for about 6 weeks
don't like to talk about their budgets,
in order to get
everything had one.
And then we were able
to
resume
about,
production
right?
in the natural yeah. area of the plant because it hadn't been.
Yeah, Toby's completely correct, but like it's amazing what you can do
production for the
when you're arts and crafting
area,
it too,
that
with
took
a mid-sized
more time
that you grew
to get up
in,
and
where
rolling
a lot of
again.
Believe in a
part of that was
generous,
we had to move
helping you out with props,
the equipment
food,
from the area that was impacted
I mean,
to
there was
a different area of the plant because
I would say
where
the majority
fire
of
happened,
this movie,
we were not able to resume production
in
that space.
incredibly nice.
The wind operations got restarted at the plant.
We were producing Toby, from your standpoint, working in TV and making
a
film like this.
Situation,
I get that creatively, you could probably do whatever you wanted to do. There's no notes or anything like that. That must have been fun.
Engineering
in terms of how rewarding it was, how do you compare it to working on a show like The Regular Show?
And we started actual plant movement
similar as they
late
are
last
different.
Summer.
Because in both
and so
cases,
from that point now,
you are working with
just,
a team of people
in that rebuild phase.
Who are rallying
what are some of the biggest challenges in getting the plant back up and running?
With, existence?
You know, there's rising
so
construction costs,
like
especially steel prices right now. I'm sure that didn't help much.
The biggest challenge
in the ways that it is different
our
is that there is no
situation
supporting it. There's no studio
production in a much
you know, on a show like Regular Show or
OKKO, so you had to make accommodations where you
walking in every day
far
and getting,
more
and getting
space
paid a living wage
employee
to come in and make
to complete
this happen.
The,
and they have all
the cheese processing and packaging process.
Whereas making a movie
in
like
a
Regular Show
at
park,
this time,
what
we
don't
we
have is
so
resources.
Focused
all we
on
have
getting
is the
Portage plant back up and running as soon as possible because it's a major customer, if
yeah,
you
that,
will, for the co-op
similarly rewarding
cheese plant.
But obviously being a personal project,
farmer-owned dairy co-op, the milk leaves the farm, it goes to a bulk cheese plant. In Wisconsin, those
plants are in Sioux Falls. Was the town of Fargo at all? I noticed just in the trailer, which is like a minute long, you guys have like, I think, two references to Fargo. So you obviously love that you're from there. Does the town play a character at all in the film?
In an unspoken way, it does.
Shreds and processes.
You know, it's not necessarily a movie about Fargo, but it is.
Our consumer packaging plant to get up and running so that our bulk cheese could keep moving.
Okay, we don't have a studio backing
down onto the final customer, which out of Portage is predominantly food service. We shred cheese, slice cheese, make slice cheese for restaurants
all
across the country, and actually a growing number of our sales out of the Portage plant do go overseas. It's been fun to see sales
of
the
franchise
Dinner Bell Creamery cheese.
If we have scenes of characters
really
having dinner,
specifically
they're drinking
in Asia
milk
and the Middle East, North Africa.
Were there any lessons
like
learned from the fire that maybe
of
influenced
how, Fargo,
how you guys decided to rebuild the plant?
Whatever happened
how
in
maybe
the days
that's, you know,
go over
upgrades that you realized you needed
milk.
Or
you
new technology
it?
Or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah. Look,
it
was so funny when I moved to
like
LA.
Fire,
it's
there
like,
really are these new opportunities.
Like,
to take a
I'm sorry,
look
I didn't know.
At the footprint of the plant
and so
incorporate
funny. I don't know when that's
changes
bringing it back.
That improve
yeah.
production efficiency.
So I know all about The Regular Show
and taken this opportunity
one of my favorite episodes is The One Cheek Wonder. I love all
this.
It's just such a great show. But tell me about OKKO, Let's Be Heroes. I don't know much about that. That's not a show
you
worked on.
Arrives into the
yeah,
plant.
That's a show that was created by
it
my friend Ian
at
Jones
one end of the building,
and he
and then
had been working on a show called
Steven
Universe
building,
for quite a while. And
well,
he made his own show,
packaged,
which is kind of like a
and it
comedic
goes out the other end
Cartoon
of the
Network
building.
Show set
and
in a world very much inspired
really
by
improves production efficiency.
Fighting video games
so
and
once
superheroes.
The rebuild
so it's like the concept is that it's a bunch of characters working
the overall
a crappy day job
of the plant
at a
is not
store.
Going to change.
The entire world
but we
is populated by people with crazy
could
superpowers
be
and video game
total production volumes. Simply because of the production efficiencies that we've been able to employ.
I posted it on Facebook. This is
the
years
other
ago.
Opportunity
I said,
we've
I always
had
wanted to date a girl named The Power.
The general upgrade.
And I just wanted
to
see. I just wanted to see what kind of response I got. I think I got like two like nobody knew what the hell I was talking about. You know,
for us,
just beautiful.
Well, especially if it was back when the show first was coming
heating,
out.
Ventilation,
you know,
air conditioning.
Like a lot of these shows, it took a little while to become
all of those systems are updated.
So
it's going to be a more comfortable environment for employees.
Thanks to my kids. Yeah, exactly.
Able to
it's a great show.
Incorporate equipment
what is next
is
for you guys?
More energy
you did this cool
efficient.
Indie film.
Another
you got
bonus
into all these festivals.
To go through this project.
You go back to your jobs now, or are you planning something else?
Opportunity to take a look
both.
At
both of those things are true.
Okay.
I mean, we were all working
operations
the whole time.
And
we're
receiving.
All jobs
and then
the
also
time.
Thinking
yep.
about,
I, you know,
well,
I'm
maybe
back,
not
right now,
but let's make sure that we have space one day to install equipment that could expand our production. So all of those things we've been able to incorporate.
And you mentioned this plant getting up and running again is huge. So you can continue all of what you're doing. Like you mentioned, this isn't necessarily milk coming to this facility. It's that next step. So just take us through how significant this plant is for your guys' operations in Wisconsin. And remind our audience of the presence that you guys do have here.
So Wisconsin is the cheese capital of the world. And for AMPI, it is home to three of the co-op's seven manufacturing plants. As mentioned, the two bulk natural cheese plants, Portage is our consumer packaged cheese plant. If you go west into Minnesota, we have a bulk cheese plant in Painesville, Minnesota. They are producing 5 pound barrels of cheese.
You lagged up for your joke,
barrels are the primary ingredient in sliced American cheese.
So
barrels from Painesville are transported to Portage and used in the production of American cheese.
More likely,
we also have a butter plant in New Ulm, another bulk cheese plant in Sanborn, Iowa. Some of that cheese, 700 pound block, makes its way to Portage. And we have a non-fat dry milk plant in Fremont.
I'll be anxious to see. That's okay. I'll be anxious to see what you guys do next, and I cannot wait to see the whole film of AJ Goes to the Dog Park. What I do typically, guys, with guests is ask them what they're watching. Are you guys binge watching anything before we let you go? Anything you could recommend?
Customer back. One of many.
I'm watching the new Gundam Portage show really on Amazon, a large and also for the just started watching
and
Common
it's been
Side
important
Effects,
for us to see it come back online because it's a way in which we can get closer to the consumer.
All right. What about you, Ben?
And anytime you can get closer to the consumer,
I just watched for the first time Dead Talent Society,
which is a Taiwanese back on their
reality TV comedy parody that was airing
up and running at pre-fire levels and hopefully beyond. So we can improve return for our dairy farmers.
And what does the future look like for AMPI then in Wisconsin? Obviously, this is the initial focus, but are there new initiatives on the horizon?
The other thing that the co-op is really focused on being is the natural cheese producer for many of the country's leading brands. Our statement is, we make the dairy products that make your brand.
Did we get the title there? Did you get the title?
True Romance, right?
Oh, True Romance.
On the package of some of your favorite cheese items.
My favorite actor in that movie.
Yeah, Tony
Brad Pitt.
True Romance on the 4K.
That other brands
that's fantastic.
Guys,
listen, there's a lot to choose from there.
Very seriously.
So it's great to see you guys, that you're both like these cinephiles at a young age, and you're still doing this stuff and talking so enthusiastically about movies and TV. I absolutely love it. Break a leg with all the screenings. Hopefully they go great. I'm sure they will. And keep us posted on what you guys are up to. We'd love to have you guys back again sometime if you want to come.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Once again, that's Sarah Schmidt, Vice President of Marketing for AMPI, joining us. The next time you melt cheese on burger or toss a pack into your grocery cart.
Guys, have a great night. Thank you so much. And break a leg.
From the farm to a plant rebuild and finally to your plate, AMPI is behind the scenes.
You got it.
Making the cheese that fuels your favorite
their
bites.
Their film, AJ Goes to the Dog Park, has three screenings at the Milwaukee Film Festival. Just a great
what weather is in store for the Midwest today.
Check
stay
it out.
Tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
Mark Evans.
Exciting stuff.
Yeah, he's going to talk about his film called The Diamond King. That'll be fun. Let's catch up on some text here. Carla from Baraboo. Our question of the night, by the way, is what is your favorite song for a movie? I feel like we could almost do a whole episode just on movie songs, but we'll try to get through these texts. Carla, this is Conrad's Aunt Carla. See, even when Conrad is not here, his family is on the periphery of the show.
I have never gotten any member of my family to listen to the show that I produce usually.
My wife has no idea where I go at night. She thinks I'm gambling. So Carla says, favorite song from a movie, She's Like the Wind, Dirty Dancing. Grandma Krieger says hello. Hello, Grandma Krieger. And that's Patrick Swayze. That's the Swayze Master General sang that song, Carla. I don't know if you knew that. And then Tom from Monona says, Come and Get Your Love, or Father and Son from The Guardians. Is that Guardians of the Galaxy or The Guardians? I don't know that movie. Thank you, Tom. Jameson from Pennsylvania says, adding every single sing in Rocky Horror, but that was a musical first. There's some great music in Rocky Horror.
Great text, Jameson. Thank you. I haven't seen Jameson for a while. Good to have you back, buddy. Tony the Trucker says, Pete, I'm a believer from Shrek. Yeah. All those kids' movies have great soundtracks and great songs. I love Toy Story. You've Got a Friend in Me. All these great songs. That's a great one, Tony. Jameson from Pennsylvania also says, wait, is it best music written for a movie? Five exist. Power of Love by Huey Lewis. Back in Time, Back to the Future. Ghostbusters by Ray Parker Jr. that ripped off Huey Lewis. I'm All Right, Caddyshack, Danger Zone, Top Gun. There are no others unless talking on David Bowie and Labyrinth. Oh, Jameson's on fire tonight. We'll be back with more of your texts, and Mark Evans will be here to talk about his film, The Diamond King. What's your favorite song, folks, from a movie? That's what we're talking about here on Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We're airing a game right now, but stay here on the stream for more Civic Media news, talk, and more.
The John and Gordy Show.
We have as our special guest, Mike McCabe.
What they are trying to do is finance $4 trillion worth of tax cuts for the rich. We've got a whole bunch of billionaires who don't pay taxes, and we are deporting people who do pay taxes.
So, you know, I said,
it's not like we're rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. We're throwing paying passengers overboard to make more room for a bigger first class for those freeloaders who are lounging.
Copper deficiencies.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMVX and the Pacific Media app.
Providing broad spectrum of the week's legal news with a friend can be applied from the end of dormancy through boot, and Tank makes with plenty of herbicides, fertilizers, or fungicides. When it comes to improving the yield and quality of your wheat,
it has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Promoting economic prosperity for farmers and rural communities. New Fields Ag provides you with a farmer-focused biological and biostimulant portfolio. This donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community.
And resilience
and that's a slam dunk.
Visit newfieldsag.com.
New Fields Ag.
Innovations in your fields.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill. Where your things start new lives.
Let's talk about you are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air.
Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wiss.fm/contest-terms.
We'll build in from the west.
Download the Civic Media app at the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nebraska, northern Kansas. The next low will move you right to pre-recorded content and bring some rain chance back around. It may even hit western Wisconsin very late today or this evening, if you will. And then it will spread eastward across the state overnight into the day Friday. Ending already Friday morning in northwest Wisconsin.
Welcome back.
In the southeast part of the state, and rainfall amounts as the second system moves in.
The mini series to get through these texts. These are great.
I wouldn't expect much more unless you had a little localized thunderstorm development. I just don't expect we're going to see that much rain.
So many good ones. I know Anna from Madison says, "Hi, Pete and Sam." My favorite song from the movie is the Barbara Streisand song, "The Way We Were," from the movie "The Way We Were."
Temperature.
That song played at the end of the movie. I tear up every time I hear it.
Still a very mild day. A big difference in temps from northern to southern Wisconsin today, and I do expect we all cool off a little bit just to wrap up the week. But
Sherry
then we start
says,
some moderation.
Any of the songs
sunshine, drier, a nice Saturday. Boy,
Sherry
gets
continues
the idea.
Saying,
get out,
when
get
I lived in Illinois
done.
And we won the basketball
Sunday,
championship,
I expect
they
some rain redevelops. It could happen during the midday or afternoon in western Wisconsin, in the nighttime in the east and south. And we'll have a rain chance that sticks around Monday and on Tuesday. This more damp pattern is going to stick around as we wrap up the weekend.
Keep those texts
just
coming, folks. Be part of the show.
So
always more fun when you guys participate.
And start
Here's one from Chris Casper.
Progress.
I love this. Chris says,
waiting for
my
this
heart will
showery
go on,
pattern
Titanic.
To try and dry up. Hopefully toward midweek we start to see a little
I was just about to call
end,
him a big softy because he's like 6'12
smaller possibilities
of rain
that may give us that chance to get something done.
To the danger
Our new field type forecast. Does include that rain in the south this morning, dry in the north, mostly cloudy skies. Could be in the low 70s in southern and southeast Wisconsin.
Hope to see you tomorrow.
Only close to 60
hey, I'm doing the show
from
Madison tonight, folks. It's great to have you with me on Nightlight.
Winds about 5 to 10.
Conrad is on vacation.
That chance of rain popping up late today in the west, developing overnight elsewhere. Mostly cloudy through the nighttime. Low to
helping
mid
me
40s for lows and mostly cloudy showers, even a thunderstorm Friday,
from
ending in the
Milwaukee
west
Film
early
Festival.
In the day into the upper 50s, mid to upper 50s for highs.
It's a documentary
and Saturday,
about a guy
sunny
named
skies sounds
we'll
nicer, Ben.
With our guest and the brains
50s,
behind the film, who joins us now
here
over
and
the
there.
Stream,
the weekend
Mark
starts
Evans.
Out
hey, Mark.
Nice, but that rain returns to wrap it up.
I'm doing well. So
and that was your
did you have time to think about a film?
Weather update. Visit newfieldsag.com to experience the advantage.
Yeah, I was telling Peach over the break that I can't think of a song from a movie that I love. Now, somebody said Highway to the Danger Zone, and that takes me back to being a kid watching Top Gun for the first time. I still couldn't think of anything that I felt like was like, yeah, that's what I want to say. So I did have a minute to give a little tidbit about Take Me Out to the Ball Game, which is, of course, in every baseball movie. There's even a version of it in my film, The Diamond King. I had a composer named Andrew Joslin who did the original score for our movie. And we had to incorporate a little bit of Take Me Out to the Ball Game, but the way he did it is really amazing. And it builds up in a totally original composition. And then it hits the chorus at the right moment. And so I love how it's done in our movie, but in the process of, watching so many baseball movies, I realized, yeah, it's in every single movie. But a little known fact, it was written in 1908 by Jack Norworth and Albert Von Tilzer, by two people who had never watched a baseball game in their lives.
Oh, wow.
Before they wrote that song.
Really?
It's become the anthem.
That's incredible. All right, well, that's a good answer, Mark. You did okay. I went with Power of Love from Back to the Future, and then Stuck in the Middle with You from Tarantino's the Tarantino movie that I cannot think of the name right now. That's a great
Power
answer.
Power of Love, absolutely. That would have to be right up there for me too. And then I think earlier you were playing something. Must have been Caddyshack. Was that from Caddyshack?
Yeah, I'm All Right. Yeah. Kenny Loggins. There's so many. Like I picked two, and I'm probably missing 1,000 that I love that come up. Like Sympathy for the Devil. Somebody said one of the texters said Atlantis from Goodfellas, and that's when Tommy's killing Spider. like all these great, kind of a dark moment, but a great song. So
yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's great to have you here tonight, Mark. You're joining us from Seattle, I understand.
Yeah, out in Bremerton, Washington, actually. It's a ferry ride into Seattle.
Nice. Wow. Nice. Is that a convenient place to live? Do you have to get on the ferry just to get groceries, or is it?
No, not at all. It's a regular. It's 40,000 person town. Other towns around here too, but it's nice to have good access to Seattle, but not be removed away from all the hustle and bustle.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to keep you through the news, but we've got a couple minutes before the news. Why don't we start with just a little bit about you? Like, what brought you to the point where you have this cool movie called The Diamond King that you're about to show at the Milwaukee Film Festival? Give us some of your background, if you will.
Yeah, so I made a couple feature films before this. In 2016, I put out a movie called The Glamour and the Squalor about a rock radio DJ that was the first to play all the grunge music that came out of Seattle in the early 90s. And then I made a film called Clay Dream about a guy named Will Vinton, who was called the godfather of claymation. So he invented like the California Raisins were big characters, but he built a company from his garage into this $40 million a year company, and then has it kind of ripped away from him by none other than Phil Knight, the founder of Nike.
Wow.
So those were two films. Both of those played at the Milwaukee Film Festival during their runs too. And that festival became one of my favorites. So when I had this new film, I was hoping to come back. So it's good to be back, coming back to Milwaukee for the festival for The Diamond King. And with that film, I just, those previous films were about 5-year projects, and I wanted to find something that I could do in a shorter amount of time that didn't have to take 5 years. That ended up being about a 2-year process, still a long endeavor, but very fast for me to do something in 2 years. And really it was the art that I was attracted to. I was not really looking for a new project. I had other projects I was developing.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you were a fan of Malcolm in the Middle, you'll want to hear this. The 25th anniversary reboot of the show is currently in production in Vancouver. Deadline reports that the Fox show, which first dropped in 2000, will air four new episodes on Disney+. Bryan Cranston, Jane Kasmerick, and Frankie Muniz will all revise their roles. The original Malcolm produced 151 episodes over seven seasons. Speaking of Frankie Muniz, if you're wondering what the 39-year-old actor has been up to, the answer is racing. Muniz launched a career as a full-time NASCAR driver just recently. He was not happy with his finish in a recent race on April 18th where his power steering line burst and he injured his hand while compensating. Muniz was also involved in an accident during a race in Bristol, Tennessee in early April. Sounds like I could beat him with my Honda. The actor says if he had to choose between acting or racing, he would choose racing. If things keep going the way they're going, they will be looking for a new middle child on Malcolm. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Pacific Media Radio Network.
That's a great, what a great way to do that, too.
It's the NFL draft tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the NFL draft is getting underway. Thousands of fans and the networks broadcasting live. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst asked, after being just one game away from the Super Bowl 2 years ago, what does he think the team is heading into this season?
I think we're growing. You know, we lost our last three games.
Download the free Civic Media app today at civicmedia.us.
I don't think we can get very far away from that and understand that we got a lot of work to do.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
I think they're all kind of entering a phase where they're going to be playing their best football.
CivicMedia.us. NBA, the Bucks back home, getting ready for the Pacers.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Kuska,
three tomorrow
sports director
night.
For
Indy
Civic
leads that
Media.
Series
right
two
now,
games
we're
to
airing
none.
A Packers,
Brewers
Badgers,
losing
Brewers
to the Giants, 4-2.
Air, but
Pat
due to
Murphy,
our rights
under
agreements,
decision,
we're not able to
pull Freddie Peralta
here.
In the
Civic
sixth.
Media
we believe
that he can do it,
and then
two quick hits, and then 0-2 to ball four.
I didn't like that, and he was at 96.
We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
It's the NFL Draft tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the NFL Draft is getting underway. Thousands of fans and the networks broadcasting live. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst asked, after being just one game away from the Super Bowl 2 years ago, where does he think the team is heading into this season?
I think we're growing. You know, we lost our last three games, right? I think that's a tough pill to swallow. I don't think we can get very far away from that and understand that we got a lot of work to do. But I do like our group. I think they're eager, and I think they're all kind of entering a phase where they're going to be playing their best football. So I think we're really excited about that.
NBA, the Bucks back home, getting ready for the Pacers for game three tomorrow night. Indy leads that series 2-0. Baseball, Brewers losing to the Giants 4-2. Pat Murphy on the decision to pull Freddie Peralta in the sixth.
We believed that he could do it, and then two quick hits, and then 0-2 to ball four. I didn't like that, and then he was at 96, and one of those things.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you were a fan of Malcolm in the Middle, you'll want to hear this. The 25th anniversary reboot of the show is currently in production in Vancouver. Deadline reports that the Fox show, which first dropped in 2000, will air four new episodes on Disney+. Bryan Cranston, Jane Kasmerick, and Frankie Muniz will all revise their roles. The original Malcolm produced 151 episodes over seven seasons. Speaking of Frankie Muniz, if you're wondering what the 39-year-old actor has been up to, the answer is racing. Muniz launched a career as a full-time NASCAR driver just recently. He was not happy with his finish in a recent race on April 18th where his power steering line burst and he injured his hand while compensating. Muniz was also involved in an accident during a race in Bristol, Tennessee in early April. Sounds like I could beat him with my Honda. The actor says if he had to choose between acting or racing, he would choose racing. If things keep going the way they're going, they will be looking for a new middle child on Malcolm. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it.
That is below the dignity of your station, man.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know, as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. You know what's below the dignity of your station? Being a jerk while someone is raising valid concerns about the jerk move that you're about to make.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
You're just dressed very well today.
And you're wearing
Jeff.
The Mayor of Green Bay sweater vest.
It's a Green Bay
vest. And you're
vest.
Very nice. You look like you're going to speak to the Chamber of Commerce and announce your re-election for mayor or something. That's what you look like. I've been there, Jim.
You have.
I was with you for 20 years.
You were great.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS and the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back, everybody. I am Ben Jarbo along with you this Thursday morning for the Midwest Farm Report. As these temperatures start to rise a bit, you may be thinking about pulling your boat out of storage and hitting the water.
Welcome back.
Darren Kuhn is the boating law administrator with the Department of Natural Resources. And he was able to share some considerations for residents to think about in regards to checking your boat before hitting the water, as well as preventing dehydration if you choose to go out.
Dehydration is a major factor in boating, especially on a nice day.
You know, tomorrow night, you don't think a lot about exciting. It, comedian Rich Scheider will be here to make the popcorn pick of the week.
And the wave
tomorrow
action
at 6:35. And then WRJN's Don Rosen will be here. Frank Anderson on Friday. Terry Barr bringing a surprise
is a major
live guest for
Barr
Band Friday night.
Not making we'll the smartest decisions.
Weekend. Right now, we have a few more minutes with my current guest, Mark Evans, who made the film The Diamond King, which is screening a couple times at the Milwaukee Film Festival, which starts tomorrow night. It's a great festival. Check it out. The venues are, you're probably familiar with these, Mark. You've been there before, but the Oriental Theater and the Downer Theater, two great venues on the east side.
We know for fact.
What are you most excited about?
Of alcohol on the body is dehydration.
When you do something like this,
so if you're
like
in one of those
you're showcasing the work of an artist,
mixing alcohol into
in a documentary,
the mix,
how do you keep
risk of dehydration?
Like, that pace going? Because obviously you have great visuals.
All those factors.
You probably have really cool
wave,
colors because he's an artist. Like what you're showing probably looks beautiful on screen.
Being outside
but is there
for that
a challenge to make it move
on a
or to find pacing as a director?
Increases the effects of alcohol
yeah,
on
and
the
I think
body
that's always a,
more
one of the
so
most
than it does on dry ground.
Any story.
So what?
Is the
somebody may
and the
consider
and
a safe
keeping it
amount to consume
it along, giving
on, at home at their cabin,
but
it's
that's
probably
it, you know,
not
right.
the same amount
more,
that's
so
safe to consume on the water. And that's why
literally
suggest
in this case,
as an agency
that made the decision to bring
the operator of the boat takes over. Leave the drink until you get back home.
Clay
your day is done. And that
also
mitigates
that
risk.
So all that was moving. Already.
Are there any other
and
considerations
thought,
that
well,
you would like
you know,
people
that,
to...
It,
think about
amazing.
Before
all
they
the
head out on the water
move.
For a
and
day.
I said, well, I got some ideas, and we
yeah,
actually
I,
do
you know, especially early season.
Oh, nice.
I you know I would encourage everyone check over your boat.
Pitcher, like
you know, it's been in winter storage.
And it's very subtle.
Who knows if the
mice
got to the wires or got to the life jackets that were stowed all winter long. Go through and make sure that your registration is up to snuff. Make sure that your boat lights are functional each time that you're planning on going out. Make sure your bilge pump works. You know, if but for the power bilge pump, flip the switch and make
and,
sure the
and I think
there.
More and more too in our just society, you know,
make sure everything is there that's
quick
supposed to be there.
Right. So hold some tension for
check your life jacket.
90 minutes.
You know, a lot of people have kid sized life
absolutely.
Jackets.
Absolutely. And it's funny,
grill.
I ask you that because
so if they had,
I introduce all the independent
child sized life jackets and that child
and write interest
throughout the winter months. Make sure that that's
with documentaries,
still an still appropriate have to have size an for the span. For the kids like, coming into it.
I was an English major. I don't read it anymore. I hate that I don't. That's but my attention span is not great. Like Ken Burns, Civil War and baseball came out years ago before all this. I don't even know if that pace.
But do a good safety inspection before you go out. Make sure you know where your engine cutoff switch is.
Documentary filmmaking, do you do that because your audience changes? Or do you say, no, this is the film, this is my vision, and this is what I'm doing?
Because we run into an awful lot of people. I think there's got to be a little bit of both.
I mean,
oh, shoot, I must have put them in the garage.
I'm also a fast-talking person.
If you're out on the water, it's too late.
So I think naturally, I'm going to make things like that.
Check that before you go.
But as far as adjusting for something as simple as your trailer light,
you know, we've all been on the highway and it's people with right. trailer lights and how dangerous that can
I
be.
I don't think too much I know
if you're trailering, you know, after dark.
As well, they're, you know, so Netflix is as successful do a good as once over, still watching
but by far
content.
Make sure that, those light jackets are your biggest like, piece of safety equipment and make sure you know where they're at. They're not locked in a compartment somewhere.
Maybe.
That you have one for each person and they're still serviceable. But also check, just go over the boat. Go over the boat. Once you're set,
that becomes their
boating season.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's a
if
great
you're planning
answer.
On going
all right, so
out
tell
after
us again a little bit about
up,
the Diamond King make sure and Dick Perez. How did you find Dick? And at what point did you decide, I want to dedicate a couple years of my life, which you said is not a long time for a documentary, at least not for you. What made you want to dedicate that amount of time
if you're driving on the highway with no headlights?
Yeah, so I found him online. I didn't know him.
Different in the boating world. Make sure your lights work if you're going
to
be out after dark.
This could be interesting.
Leave the alcohol at home.
Explore a little bit more.
Coon would also like to remind everyone to check the weather before heading out and to keep your eye on the sky just in case the Midwest weather does Midwest weather things. And if you're one of those looking to get out this weekend and try targeting some fish, let's take a look at where you should be looking and what to throw. The fish should be starting to move in their pre-spawn pattern, so I'd look at some drop-off, transition bays, some points, maybe even some flats. They might be moving up into those, into the weeds and other structure. This last weekend, I was fishing, and I was using a plastic 3¾-inch paddle-tail swim bait, natural pearl mix color, and that seemed to do pretty well. I got a few decent fish, and I was also throwing around some lipless crankbaits, because in the spring, you can't go wrong with the lipless crankbait.
A call.
I'd also look for spinner baits as we move through because that's a great year-round bait. The fish do love them in the spring, especially just trying to get more active. And don't be afraid to throw around a deeper diving square bill just to see if some of those fish are still down lower. And as always, I always like to mention, you can't go wrong with the green pumpkin wacky rig. That just seems to be a great bait year-round if you're going for bass.
But it was very, it's just hard to beat.
So with that, I wish you all good luck this weekend and stay safe out there. Make sure to stick around because coming up next, we are going to see how the markets are moving.
How did it move?
June Dairy Month is a special time to celebrate, enjoy, and support Wisconsin's proud dairy tradition. Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin plays a key role in promoting and marketing the state's dairy industry year-round. Gary Cohn, the organization's director for District 3, which includes Lincoln, Oneida, Price, and Taylor counties, shares what he enjoys most about June Dairy Month, along with the ways that people can get involved and learn more.
Dairy breakfast, you know, just going to visit the people and see how excited they are to actually come out to the farms and see what we're doing. I would encourage everybody, you know, to discover the taste and support their local dairy farmers during June Dairy Day at their local dairy farms. And the breakfast can be located by visiting WisconsinDairy.org/RJDM, and that should get you to the website where it can show you where they'll call breakfast.
June will be here before you know it. So explore local June Dairy Month events and discover ways to celebrate Wisconsin's dairy industry all year round.
Welcome back, everybody. And before we get to the markets, let's take a listen in from the draft where Ron Dunford, the CEO of Schreiber Foods, shares the process of getting to hold the first ever Taste of the Draft.
Gen U is the organization that this is all for. Gen U was founded by actually the dairy farmers. And so as a dairy company, we got to know Gen U because of that, through that. When they came to Green Bay, it seemed to just be a natural fit. They asked us if we would be interested in doing something like this.
this is actually the first ever Taste of the Draft. And so we talked to him, and it just felt like something that fit our values and our vision. And it was an easy
madness. These are some exciting times over the next few days here in Wisconsin with the NFL Draft. Now let's take a look at this morning's dairy market.
He's a great actor.
Classroom milk has shown losses with May contracts down 10 cents at 1855 underweight and June contracts down 9 cents at 1736.
He said, well, you should
cheese closed down yesterday with barrels down 2.5 at 178.5 with 40-pound blocks down 1.5 at 176.
He's the director behind the film.
And butter finished the day up a quarter at 232.5.
And it's a great documentary.
And now if we look more into
I
the
everything
side
I've read about
of dairy
I have
farming,
not seen it yet,
Stephanie Hoff joins
to.
Us with Jeff Glass to learn
Film
how
Festival
important
twice.
Concrete grooving is
so
in your barn.
May 2nd
Take it away,
May 6th.
Stephanie.
I think they're both
when animals
the Oriental,
are your livelihood, keeping them happy and comfortable is
like
a part of the job.
Q&As?
Today we're exploring one of the many ways that dairy farmers prioritize animal welfare to keep the farm profitable and productive. Jeff Glass joins us from Best Footing Concrete and Grooving out of Strum. His job is to make sure cows don't slip on wet concrete or hurt their feet on surfaces that are too rough. He says barn floors encounter a lot of wear and tear, water, and manure, so slipping can be common if there's no traction.
Just years of scraping it with the rubber tire or steel bucket and then manure on it, it gets wet. Concrete just kind of wears down and gets smoother than this machine. Puts a groove in it or textures it so that it keeps the cows from slipping, which works really good because when they push off with their back feet, a cow walks laterally with their back feet, they push off, so then that's how they do the split. So this groove keeps that from happening.
We talk a lot about cow comfort and the work that a farmer puts in to make sure their cows are happy and comfortable. Grooving a floor is part of that. And I almost think of it like we don't want our shower floors to be slippery. We like to have some texture there.
Right, exactly.
This is a great story.
And if a cow's not comfortable, they're not going to eat as much. They're not going to go to the bunk. They have to walk quite a ways to the parlor to get milk. So you want them comfortable. They'll see more heat detections because cows, you know, don't want to ride on each other or things. So, you know, you want them comfortable coming in and out of the stall, going to eat. So, you know, it really is a valuable service. It really helps.
Cows know, like you said, they're smart animals. So if they're not comfortable walking across the floor, you will see limited activity.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's like us walking on ice. You know, you walk real tentative. A lot of cattle avoid areas that are really slippery because they fell fallen there before, so they'll walk around areas. So yeah, there's a lot of improvement in cow comfort if they can walk and are stable on the floor.
It's not just one groove fits all, right? There's different styles of grooving to concrete that may work in different areas of the barn.
Yeah, yep, that's exactly right. I can do a 3/4 inch square cut groove every 3 inches apart. And like the corners or they're a heavy traffic area, you might want to cross groove it or go a different direction. Now, a lot of barns have grooves in it that they bull floated in already. And they'll work for a while sometimes, but then they'll slip in between the grooves. And then I can do what they call
a
mini grooving where you cut little lines in between it.
That kind of reminded me a little bit of the
Sandlot,
which is one of my all-time favorite movies.
Not too slippery, not too rough. That barn floor has got to be just right to provide and reduce animal stress. Jeff Glass joining us from Best Footing Concrete and Grooving out of Strum. One of the examples of how dairy farmers prioritize animal welfare.
Get excited for someone that hasn't seen something.
For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie
Hawk. And that's one of my favorites,
Stephanie. Make sure to stick around because coming up next, we are going to talk with our friends.
And that film has the song America the Beautiful by Ray Charles, which is one of the most magical scenes.
Sign up for daily agriculture updates by joining our email.
Minute left,
Head to MidwestFarmReport.com, enter your email address, and we'll handle the rest.
Can you give us a synopsis in like less than, like,
this
let's say,
is
a
the
minute?
Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
The story is as secret and elusive as the creature itself.
No, I'm really
but what
excited.
What I can say is that it delves into the famous 1967 footage of Bigfoot shot by a guy named Roger Patterson. His family's involved in telling the story for the first time. So it'll be like the definitive story of that famous film and everything before, after, that still continues to resonate today. So it's a really fun project. And I think a lot of people are going to be pretty excited about it when it comes out.
I can't wait. I'm fascinated by that whole phenomenon. So we'll have to, we'll look for that one too. In the meantime, break a leg at the Milwaukee Film Festival. Mark, it's been great getting to know you, and safe travels, buddy.
Thanks, Pete. Appreciate it.
You got it. That's Mark Evans. Check out his film, The Diamond King, at the Milwaukee Film Festival. Two screenings, May 2nd and 6th. I believe they're both at the Oriental. He's going to do a Q&A. Beautiful places to watch movies, folks. We're going to wrap things up. Read some of your texts when we come back. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight coming to you live from Madison tonight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that, where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Albaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch The Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed.
What's the name
compared
nationally?
To a similar home, yeah, right around the corner, USDA, our appraisal was $80,000 less. Was
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Mommy, how come my cat's in the front seat?
Because I love you, and
you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the-right-seat. Love protects.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air.
Thank you.
Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Canada, your local South Civic Dakota, Media radio station
Idaho.
Is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wmdxradio.com/contest-terms.
Wisconsin remaining pretty flat.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wbzh.fm/contest-terms. Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on waukradio.com/contest-terms. Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wgbw.fm/contest-terms.
Keeping an eye on what's happening with tariffs.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Right there, you're mentioning tariffs and other things, but what else should we be keeping our eye on for the dairy industry moving forward?
Yeah, you know, one of the other big things we're watching right now is what does domestic demand look like for cheese?
Is that true?
It's been a little bit mixed.
It is.
That. I
all
think
right.
Given all the uncertainty in the market, you know, consumers still feel a bit stressed.
Hey, this is Nightlight with Peach Baba.
You know, watching inflation,
thanks for being with me
other
tonight,
costs
folks. This
go up.
Is a lot of fun.
And
great
so
guests.
Domestic
and your
demand for
answers
products
on the text
has only been so-so to kick off the year. But we are coming, you know, spring and summer is just around the corner. So we're coming into grilling season, ice cream season. So watching what that means for dairy consumption as the weather improves here. Also, I mean, we just had Easter this past weekend. Easter tends to be a better time for dairy consumption as well, as people get together and enjoy a meal with family.
And
so from a seasonal perspective, we're heading into the time of year where we'll start to see consumption of some of these products pick up. But, you know, the question is, you know, what does that look like compared to years past?
We've got Sherry and her queen.
Other side, watching that international demand, that at least for now, from a cheese perspective, we don't have any tariffs on big cheese buyers, or big cheese buyers haven't tariffed U.S. cheese.
Oh, Big Chill. That's a great, not one song, but all the music used for the Big Chill. Great soundtrack from 608.
You know, the ongoing trade war with China. China buys a lot of whey from the U.S.
Terry from Cottage Grove.
Keeping a close eye on that market as well.
Or she's in, but or Erie,
yeah, lots of different pieces and kind of watching what demand looks like, because I think as we make our way into spring here, we're going to continue to see a little bit more milk.
So you could just get lost in Atlantis. It was Jim from Madison who texted in Atlantis from Goodfellas.
Well, I'm sure as the temperatures warm up here, we're also going to see an increase in ice cream being eaten.
Gretchen from Green Bay says hungry eyes from Dirty
Spring and summertime.
I saw you had that queued up.
Exactly. I mean, that's the best part. And, you know, we do hear that a little bit as we talk to folks.
We'll play that
cream,
just for you, Gretchen. And Tom from Anonis clarified it was Guardians
ice cream
of the Galaxy.
Starting to pick up, so
thank you for
the
clearing that up, Tom.
Katie Burgess, the
Steady
Dairy
Eddie.
Market Advising Director with Everag, joining me this morning. If you have any more questions or want to learn more about them, you can visit their website at ever.ag. And from the Midwest Farm Report team, we thank you for joining us this Thursday morning. And we hope you have a happy, healthy,
he said
and safe rest of your week.
But now he's saying,
signing off from the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
And he took third. And I'm not disparaging you, Steady Eddie. You probably are very athletic.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Young.
I don't think there was a state or national competition back then. Damn, I could have been a contender. Lou with a Toe Groza was my kicking hero. My favorite movie song, Over the Rainbow, sung by a young, beautiful Judy Garland in the magical movie The Wizard of Oz. I've heard of it. Another favorite movie song for me is the Rocky theme. Yes. We just did a sports song question like a week ago, and that came up in that one too, Steady Eddie. He says, every time I hear it, I get the urge to do 100 push-ups and some serious road work. Fortunately, I have a powerful mind, and I am able to resist such temptation, and instead I drink a spotted
cow. A leading British scientist questions the motives of a global environmental activist group. Today, on Farm to Fork.
Thank you for all your texts tonight, folks.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect
over here,
with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and
great
cables.
Great guest. Thank you to
Toby
Jones
to sum up,
and Ben Hansen.
Call or click 811 before you dig and
visit
TexasExcavator.com
for
more information.
Do we have time for
I'm a fix-it-yourselfer, but I also know there are times when I'm in over my head. My wife has a saying, will anything bad happen? If the answer is even maybe, then call a professional. Too many farmers have gotten hurt or killed by trying to fix a problem themselves. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. So
well,
Richard Roberts is no fan
I'm
of Greenpeace. In fact, the Nobel Prize-winning scientist says Greenpeace has cashed in on the subject of genetic modification.
They've never had a better fundraising campaign than this. As soon as they came out against GMOs, the funds that they raised from voluntary contributions increased threefold. And they're still at that level now. And I think Greenpeace is scared that if they say, well, GMOs are now okay, that's going to disappear.
Roberts told a Canadian audience that governments not approving GM foods is hurting low-income populations.
I mentioned
food choice is really a luxury of the developed world. You know, when you go into a restaurant, you have a big choice of things that you can eat. But the bulk of the people who are at the poor end of the scale,
in the developed countries,
they don't have a lot of choice. They can only eat what they grow in their backyards.
Worst of all, says Roberts, government inaction on a genetically modified type of rice is costing lives in the developing world.
Since 2005, literally millions of children have died. Because they didn't get enough vitamin A when they were growing.
This series concludes tomorrow.
He doesn't know anything about frogs.
I'm Daryl Anderson.
I know a little. Besides, what do you have to know?
Well, it wouldn't hurt to go in and be able to discuss it intelligently.
My father opened his shirt.
Yeah, and?
Tell him, Grim.
He had breasts.
What do you mean, breasts?
Big breasts.
So what? A lot of older men have that.
No, not these. These were real Hooters.
Estelle Harris, it was her birthday today. She passed away, I believe, in 2022 or maybe 2018, but she was hilarious. Tomorrow night, Rich Scheidner, Don Rosen, folks. You won't want to miss that. Rich is going to make the popcorn pick of the week. Don Rosen and I are going to talk about celebrity sightings and all kinds of fun stuff. And do you think I'm too old to be eligible for the punt, pass, and kick contest, Sam? You think I could still?
I don't think you're ever too old for the punt, pass, and kick contest.
We should do that together. That will solidify
great idea.
Our friendship here and what we accomplished here tonight. Thank you so much, buddy. Great stuff tonight, Sam. And thank you all for listening. I will be back tomorrow night, also live from Madison. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, who is not here. Good night, Wisconsin.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.